Medical practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant has responded to concerns raised by some persons about the apparent shortened time frame for the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. Speaking on the Physician on Call program aired on NBC Radio, Dr. Grant noted that the technology used to develop vaccines has advanced significantly over the years.
Sequencing of a virus in the 1980s took 3 to 5 years. Sequencing of a virus in this day and age can take, well, the coronavirus took 3 to 5 weeks, okay? So I'm just saying, okay, we knocked the vaccine because the technology is different. But at the end of the day, it achieves the same objective as vaccines in the past. And vaccines have been around well over 150 years. The first vaccine that was used on a large scale, administered on a large scale, was the smallpox vaccine. And since then, a number of other vaccines have come out, which they estimate have been able to double the life expectancy of mankind. Because here we are right now trying to evade the consequences of COVID. Can you imagine if we are still at that point relative to polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, hepatitis, etc., etc.? So this is just another vaccine in the history of mankind, in the history of immunization, in the history of public health.
That was medical practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant. In the region, Jamaica's Minister of Education, Faival Williams, says some 73,880 children aged 12 to 18 years have so far been vaccinated against COVID-19 in Jamaica. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Wednesday, Williams also urged principals, teachers, students, administrative and ancillary staff, as well as parents, to get vaccinated. And the director of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, said that COVID-19 has severely impacted the mental and physical health of children and adolescents in the Americas. She urged countries to take specific measures to protect them, including the safe reopening of schools. And in the international arena, the Biden administration in the United States is considering requiring vaccinations against COVID-19 and contact tracing of international visitors after the United States revamps current broad restrictions that bar many foreigners from traveling to America. The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator said because of the recent increase in COVID-19 cases, current travel restrictions will remain in place until the administration rolls out a new system for regulating international travel. The system will include a prominent role for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.